Elvis left the building 37 years ago this weekend. Thousands gathered at Graceland in Memphis to mark the anniversary of the singer's death. Earlier in the week, a small Mississippi town held a candlelight vigil at another Elvis shrine to honor the self-proclaimed world's number one Elvis fan. From member station WKNO, Christopher Blank has the story.
Holly Springs is a postcard antebellum southern town. The official motto here is all kinds of character. Newspaper reporter Sue Watson says locals put it differently.
We say Holly Springs, all kinds of characters. And I think Mr. McLeod probably could fit in there pretty easily.
She's talking about Paul McLeod. He stuck out from the moment he arrived from Detroit in the 1980s, driving a Cadillac and dressed like Elvis. He even named his son Elvis Aaron Presley McLeod. In 1990, he opened his house to visitors to show off his enormous hoard of Elvis memorabilia. But it soon became clear that the real attraction was Paul McLeod.
My mother's 100 years old, my grandfather's 107, never been to a doctor. Stay with me because I'll drive you nuts.
YouTube videos show McLeod guiding visitors through his house like a deranged carnival barker. He never stops talking.
Elvis having a favorite memory role. Frank Sinatra walked in. If Marilyn Monroe was alive tonight, she'd be 88 years old.
Wow.
He changed his voice, and you think he's listening to Humphrey Bogart.
McLeod's devotion to the king of rock and roll drove off his second wife and alienated his son. But it also transformed him from a mere fan into what Elvis scholar Vernon Chadwick calls an outsider artist.
Elvis, for him, was a kind of gateway to make contact with the rest of the world, or to bring the world to him, which was really the way most outsiders do it.
McLeod's masterpiece was his house, which he called Graceland 2, spelled T-O-O. It was a billboard for his eccentricities.
I wouldn't be as scared to say that that house has probably got, I'm going to say probably 30, 40 coats of paint on it.
Neighbor Clifford Yawn says at different times the antebellum house was jailhouse rock, gray, pink Cadillac, pink.
It's been white, it's part of it's been green, it's been brown, blue.
And for years, it was also casually overlooked by local code enforcement, even when McLeod built a wall around it and added a guardhouse, just like Graceland in Memphis. And it did attract tourists, some Elvis fans, but mostly drunk college kids from local universities. Amory Ewing Moore is an attorney in Holly Springs.
It was like a rite of passage. They'd get the cold beer, and then they'd come here, and he'd get up at midnight. And the neighbors were really, really frustrated.
Neighbors like Charlie Shaw.
I wasn't nothing pretty at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning when they're out there peeing in my yard and stuff.
But one night last month, Paul McLeod got a different sort of visitor. A local homeless man named Dwight Taylor, who had worked for him in the past, reportedly barged into Graceland 2. McLeod's lawyer, Philip Kinnett, says Taylor demanded money. McLeod grabbed a gun.
But it ended up Mr. Taylor being shot and killed.
McLeod wasn't charged. He cleaned up the blood and gave a tour the next day. But on the day after that, McLeod, age 71 and in a frail state of health, sat down in a rocking chair on his front porch and died of natural causes. Now the town of Holly Springs is debating what to do with Graceland 2. Mayor Kelvin Buck says that many locals thought it was bad for the town's pristine Civil War era image.
But they also understood that all of their antebellum homes together could not match the kind of notoriety and attention that Paul received with the Graceland 2.
In fact, it became the town's number one attraction. It also needs extensive repairs. Local business owners like Annie Moffitt, who benefit from tourism, want Graceland 2 converted into a museum.
I'll say reconverted into a museum of Paul McLeod.
But they also realize that the museum's most valuable artifact has already, as they say, left the building. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Blank.
Something I might have said. Please don't forget my past. The future looks bright.